Hello, I'm Ryan Felsman, and welcome to The Week Ahead. This week in Australia, the focus is on home prices, building approvals and private capital expenditure. On Wednesday, the latest read on building approvals is released. Building approvals are expected to fall by 3% after a 2.6% lift in the previous month. Victorian council approvals are particularly strong at the moment on the back of strong population growth. On Thursday, we get the all-important March quarterly read on private capital expenditure. Business investment, particularly of the non-mining variety, has been strong of late, and we expect a 1.5% lift after a 0.2% fall in the December quarter. In particular, new business investment grew by 4% in 2017, which is the best outcome in 5 years. We also get the latest read on private sector credit. There's been a lot of focus on the housing market in particular, but what we saw in the previous month was a long-awaited lift in business credit, which rose by 0.8% after three consecutive week prints. And then to end the week in Australia, we get the latest reading on home prices. Capital city home prices are down by 0.3% on an annualised basis so far this year. Sydney house prices are currently down by 3.9%. We expect another moderation, a fall of around 0.3% to flat for the month of May. Offshore this week, we have a T1 data deluge in the United States, where we get employment, economic growth and also inflation reads. In China, we get the latest purchasing manager indices. They've been quite stable of late, and we expect that to continue this week as well. Memorial Day is held on Monday. It'll be a public holiday in the United States. We also get the latest update on economic growth in the United States. Economic growth has decelerated from 2.9% at the end of 2017 to 2.3% in the first quarter of 2018. Consumer spending only lifted by 1.1% in the first quarter. We expect that to continue. In terms of the next reading, we expect a rise of just 2.4% annualised, but a recovery into the second quarter, broadly around 3%. And we also get the latest core personal consumption expenditure deflator released in the middle of the week. The core PCE is the preferred measure of inflation of the US Federal Reserve. It's in touching distance of the 2% target. The Fed has been talking about its 2% symmetrical target, and of course, with the core consumer price index lifting to 2.1%, all eyes will be on this number. To round out the week, we get the latest reading on employment in the United States. We expect 185,000 jobs to be created. The unemployment rate to remain stable at 3.9%.